This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Podcast fans among you will recognize this next interview. No, sadly, it's not Sarah Koenig and Serial. Comedian Marc Maron lives in Highland Park, which is, as you know, the subject of our gentrification project this week. He produces his popular podcast. It's called WTF out of his garage. He also shoots his autobiographical television show in the neighborhood. It airs on IFC, and it's called Maron. So we did the logical thing and swung by his studio not too long ago.
We are in the garage behind my house where I do my podcast from and where I store all of the artifacts from my entire life, pretty much.
It is a little shrine, I got to tell you.
It's all in here. It's a slightly organized, small warehouse of me.
One of the things that's interesting about your podcast specifically are the things you get people to say in front of a microphone. And that's clearly intentional, right? Because this is a really intimate space, close quarters, and they're in your home.
I don't know if it was intentional. Where else was I going to do it? And I always sort of had a dream of working in my garage one way or the other. I'd set it up originally to make it a workspace, but it never really came to pass until I set up these mics. So the intention was to have a space to work in. So the fact that it is cozy and it is all my stuff and it is kind of quiet out here. And also I do long form interviews. When you're sitting in here and we're just talking one on one, like I don't really know that this guy's got a mic sticking in my face. I don't think about it that much. And I think most people after about 20 minutes, they don't think about it either.
Give me your Highland Park origin story.
I was driving this guy, Tim, around who was looking to rent a house in Garvanza. I had never been out in this neighborhood. I was living over off Franklin. Had a little money saved from a deal I had with Fox Studio that didn't go anywhere. And I don't know. I was driving this dude around, and he was looking for a house. I saw this little house with a for sale sign in front of it, this little maroon mission-style house. And I went in, and I was like, this seems cool. I'd never bought a house before. And I was with a woman. I said, I think I found this house, but I don't really know how to buy it. She's like, I'll show you how to buy a house. So we came up here and we bought this house.
You talk about Highland Park a lot in your podcast. You talk about it a lot on the show. I mean, it's set, for crying out loud. Your show on IFC is set in Highland Park. Why?
It's a short walk to work. I mean, you know what I mean? It was like the way we were shooting that show. I was like, this is about my life, so why don't we make it as authentic as possible? Why not shoot here? No one shoots here. I like that it still feels kind of like, you know, rough. I like that the streets are kind of screwed up. You know, the houses are kind of bizarre. There doesn't seem to be, it hasn't leveled off, and I really don't want it to level off. It seems like a lot of, third or fourth generation Latino families live here. You know, I don't want them to go. You know, I like that, that a lot of different kind of people live here and the hipsters still look out of place. I don't mind being out of place that much.
You're a 50-year-old man. You think you're a hipster?
I don't know. You know, I just I dress a certain way because after a certain age, it's hard to figure out what your head will look good on top of. So, I don't know if I'm a hipster. I wear plaid Western shirts and jeans. I don't know what defines that. It seems like it's a pretty shallow idea.
Do you worry that a guy like you, like think about yourself 10, 12 years ago, right? If you came into this neighborhood today, you wouldn't be able to afford this house.
I guess that's true. I don't really check the real estate listings, and I know a lot of guys are flipping things. There was a period where I was looking to move into a bigger place when I was with this woman. But when when we broke up, the idea left too. I get very dug in. I get very committed to things. But yeah, I guess the real estate's going up. And I guess there are people flipping homes and making them bigger and stuff. But yeah, I don't know how to account for that. And I hear a lot of people are paying in cash, which means, either mommies and daddies or show business money that comes and goes.
Because you talk about it so much and because you're – television show is based here. Do you worry that you are, not to overstate your influence, but are part of the reason that people come here?
I don't know. I've thought about that myself. I don't know what kind of influence I really have. It seems like realtors and, whoever those trendsetters are have been trying to do this for years. That they've been trying to make this neighborhood hip for years. I think it was on the radar of real estate speculators and real estate agents as something that could happen.
Mark, thanks very much.
Thank you, man.